Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're celebrating an anniversary here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, a couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago, I guess, we celebrated our 19th anniversary. And then 19 years ago yesterday, I got somebody right out of high school to join me on my show, and that was our good friend Karen Kerrigan. 19 years ago, Karen, you joined me on my show as the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and you have been such an inspiration to me and an abiding supporter of all the things that we do, and so we want to thank you for that right now, and just say happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim, and the feeling is mutual. I mean, to have a show like yours and for it to endure, right, in the marketplace.
How about that? Who would have thought it, right?
You know, but it just shows you, Jim, that you really are sort of focused on, small business, and you focus on what matters to them, and I congratulate you, and it's been so great. And you've been a member of SBE Council.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, let me thank you for
that. Whatever I can do to help those folks, SBE Council folks, Karen and Ray and all the folks over there, folks, I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to go to their website, sbecouncil.org, and see what they're working on and read their stuff and get educated. You'll be smarter when you do. And contribute to their effort, because when you're sleeping at night, Karen's organization is banging on the table up there saying, hey, what about small businesses? So I encourage you to do that. And thanks again, Karen. We just appreciate you so much. So I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of some of the appointees that President-elect Trump has made to his cabinet. And I want people to sort of see, hopefully you'll see the trend toward an environment that's going to be beneficial and friendly for small businesses. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I think so. So now you have a team in place that will actually execute on the policies, right? I mean, on taxes, regulation, Obamacare, a whole range of issues. I mean, this is a team that knows what they're doing. I mean, it's a great leadership team that has been there on the front lines.
Let's identify some of them.
They believe in the policies. And personnel is policy. And so we're really excited about these team members. Linda McMahon, right, for SBA administrator.
My audience knows her. She's been on the show before. We hope to have her a lot more, too.
Can we talk about someone that knows, you know, how to scale and grow a business, right, from 13-person operation to an 800-person global operation?
Folks, go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and type in Linda McMahon into my search engine under archives, and you'll find the segments that I did with her. You'll be able,
right.
And this was this year. It was earlier this year. You'll get to hear what a smart lady she is. Go ahead, Karen.
You know, Jim, right. And so those principles are enduring in terms of how to scale and grow a business. They're particularly needed right now. But also some of the unique attributes and skills that she had. You know, early on in her career, before she started and co-founded and built WWE, she worked at a law firm, which really came to know and understand the importance of intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
And so she brought all those skills to WWE, right, which have been amazing. And those skills, that knowledge is even more important now in our global marketplace in terms of IP and small business. So she's going to be great. We're really excited about Linda, and I think she'll have no problem of getting through the Senate.
I think so, too. I agree with that.
So then, labor. Andy Posner, who is the founder and CEO, well, he's one of the co-founders. He went in and sort of, I think, resurrected CKE Restaurant.
Right.
So, you know, he is so connected.
He knows what it's like to make payroll, doesn't he?
He is connected to small business. The whole business model of CKE Restaurants is predicated on successful small business growth, scaling businesses. It's the franchise model, right?
That's right. Which, by the way, folks, was under attack under the Obama administration.
That's right. And it is under attack. I mean, we still have to change the joint employer rule. We're going to have to sort of, you know, pare back.
One of the great innovations of the American marketplace, which we gave to the world, the franchise industry, created millions of jobs and lots of wealth for families of from nothing to financial independence, and the Obama administration assaulted it.
So pro-entrepreneurship...
For no reason other than to curry favor with the unions.
Right. And so the policies that he supports are pro-entrepreneurship. But, you know, Jim, if you think about all those restaurants that are owned by CKE or those, you know, that they franchise with, I mean, you have to really care about your workers and employees, too.
Yep.
I mean, human capital is so important, you know, to the success of restaurants and
yep.
franchisees. So I think, you know, for those who say, oh, no, he's only one-sided, he doesn't care about workers, I mean, that's hogwash.
That's right.
Right? And so, I mean, really giving workers an opportunity in that field and allowing them to grow is so important to the model and to the restaurant industry in general. You know, there was great picks this morning. You know, I've always been a fan of Governor Perry.
Yep.
Of Texas. And he has done, I mean, Texas is a great...
He now is the leader of the entity he couldn't remember in the debate.
Right. Well, you know, Jim, he did have some health issues. There.
Energy. No, I know. I'm teasing.
And there's things that he won't even talk about because he's too proud. You know what I mean? He's a no-excuse type of guy.
I know.
Right?
No, I like him. I think he's going to be great at energy. So we got to take a quick break, though.
You bet.
When we come back... There are a couple of picks that made me blink, and one in particular, and it's not the one you think probably, but I want to ask Karen about a couple of picks that I'm a little bit concerned about, and other people are too, but one in particular that makes me blink, and that's coming up right after the next break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. SBECouncil.org. Please go there and check it out. Support the work that they're doing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.